Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Sophia with an F. I have a lot to say this week. I am joined by one of my really good friends. But before I even intro you or talk about you, there's something a little more important.
What?
I'm dropping my new collection.
Love.
It's gonna kill it. It's incredible, amazing, baby blue, white, sporty, chic, like the fucking, honestly.
Wait, those pieces on your bed were your merch?
Yes.
Wait, I was like, where are those from?
Right?
Wait, it's giving.
Right.
Yes.
It's so fucking hot. Guys, I'm recording from WTF Media Studios, Black-owned studio. I am recording right now with my guest, Paige Lorenz. We recorded a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Did the recording and yeah. Just hit it off.
You're just a girl's girl. I'm super intuitive, so I just like know immediately.
When a girl's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's really rare to find good girls.
It is.
And you're one of the few. Like, it's not like we've spent a crazy amount of time together, but you're just like one of those girls that I know that would ride for me regardless.
100%. Like, but I want to back up. You were on my podcast a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
You had a relationship with Armie Hammer. That was a huge, like, public thing.
There's a documentary coming out soon about it.
Stop.
Yeah. So there's a documentary coming out about his whole family. And I've been asked, like, a lot by the media to comment on it. And I'm in it. Like, I think clips of me and the things that I've done and some statements I've made are in it. But I decided to not be a part of it.
Why is that?
The situation was traumatic, and then like the media aspect of it was super traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
I came forward because we had gotten photographed together. There were photos of me on my Instagram that I had bruises on me and stuff. People knew. women were coming forward and I was sitting with my sister and we were beating. And my sister's just the best. And she's dating a girl and we were just all sitting there. We're sitting there and they were like, yo, like, this shit's coming out about Army. Like, what do you, like, did this happen to you? And I was like, I make a joke out of everything.
Me too.
But like, yeah, like, this is, these are some things he did. And my sister and her girlfriend were like, Paige, like, that's not fucking normal.
Yeah.
And right. I was like, I was like laughing, but they were like, that's not funny.
Right.
Like, that's not funny. That's not cool. That's not kosher. That's not safe. That's not BDSM. Like, that's just fucking weird and twisted. And like, mm-hmm. he's a sexual deviant.
And it took for them to point it
100%.
Out to you.
And that's why people are like, oh, well, like, you didn't say it like to begin with. And like, you all of a sudden people started getting media attention. Then you, whatever, like, jumped on. I go, no, like, I had a conversation with my family. And then they were like, Paige, this isn't right. Cause I was so manipulated. I was love bombed. Mm-hmm. I was manipulated. I really thought that it was BDSM. I thought it was just like, I thought there was this community of people that did stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is, but like the way that what he did it was not cool.
No.
And I like hadn't had a relationship with that type of like sexual activity. So I didn't know what was normal and what was not.
Especially when it comes to sex.
100%.
And pushing boundaries. And you want to experiment.
Yeah.
It's hard to know what's okay and what's not.
I also just like wanted to be down. Like I wanted to be a down ass bitch.
Of
like,
course.
I wanted to be like a girl that would, and that's like a, that's something I've learned a lot. Like I've learned, I'm a different person. When all that shit happened, like I'm a very different person. Like saying no is cool. Mm-hmm. And like being down all the time isn't hot. Like,
no.
Like, and I like, well, I like, I'm into some stuff. Like I have things I'm into that's not vanilla, but like, saying yes to everything is not the move.
Like, no. A guy is not going to like you more.
No.
Because you're the girl that's down to do whatever the fuck.
And that's what I learned. Like, because you lose respect for yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's the most valuable thing. Like, they might be like, wow, cool girl. But when you lose respect for yourself, it's like, that it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. But yeah.
What upsets me is the public and their opinion.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
And them saying,
yeah.
You just want attention.
Right.
Why didn't you say it earlier? Why didn't you say it like this?
The crazy thing is we already like, paparazzi together. Like I didn't gain anything. Like the only thing I gained was like my family having to read that. Like that's with me forever. Like when I have kids, like that's on the internet. Like I'm not naive. Like that was gnarly.
Yeah.
It was gnarly. Like for my sex life and my like that deep, dark shit to come out was like not positive.
The fact that the public. And this is like, this happens all day,
all
every day. When a woman speaks up about being abused in some type of way, society, men in general, want to shut it the fuck down and make fun of it and cross it off.
Yeah, because they think we're a joke. Like,
yes.
It has to be a joke. It has to be, she's trying to get fame. It has to be that.
And how is that you trying to get famous?
I'm like, yeah, this is not positive press, guys. You know what it is? I think also he has a really cult following from one of his movies, Call Me By Your Name, which is actually like respectfully like a pretty amazing film for the gay community. And it did a lot for the gay community because there was not a film like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's him. That's not him as a person. That's him as an artist. So, but the cult following he has from that film with Timothy Chalamet, who was also a cult following, created this gnarly storm of like, fuck this girl, like conspiracy theory, whatever. Like, I'm so this, I'm so that. But I also like, as a confident person, I knew that I have, like, I know why I have a career and it's because I'm good at what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
Because so many girls are in the tabloids, but like, I've gained and like what I've done has nothing to do with that. Like, and I know that. So I can sleep at night.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
But it is crazy. Like, girls are so discredited. I mean, I'm sure even you've dealt with that.
A lot of people are sheep.
It's just so crazy knowing you personally. Like, obviously, everyone thinks they have like an idea of you. And we all have like, we're all a character online.
Right.
Anyone who doesn't know you personally, we're just characters to them. But me knowing you personally, like, you're the most, like, the least malicious person I've probably ever met.
Believe.
Like, you don't walk over people. You're just, like, a sweet, you're a girl's girl.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like, you really are. And, like, you can't fake that. And I.
No.
Like, you really can't.
I want to say thank you, but also, like, how can I work on being evil?
I feel like it's just not in you.
It's not. It's just not.
But also, I think that. With time, those people that have stepped over people or anything. Like they might be killing it now, but like it will catch up to them. I really believe that if you've done that to someone and then you made major gains, like you're going to pay for it.
I don't necessarily believe. I believe in karma in the sense that people that do that are not happy with themselves.
For sure.
When they go to bed at night.
100%.
Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers now, playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. I did not plan to get deep as fuck. I had a whole different plan for the episode, but
no, let's get into it though.
Dating history. The reason I want to talk to you about your dating history is because gorgeous, blonde, New York. What is dating like?
Honestly, I don't like New York men.
What? They're the best. What do you mean?
Wait, I love that because it will never compete for a man. Honestly, my ideal is like a small town, country, like roots, like a husband. But that like, yeah, you can make it in a city. Like I want my man to like be able to make it in a city. You have to be able to hang here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like a city boy.
Let's compare dating in New York
mm-hmm.
to Kansas to LA.
Okay, fine.
Let's start with LA.
The worst.
I would rather.
No, LA is the worst.
Be celibate.
Oh, no.
So my vagina's shut.
The vagina is closed. LA,
the
people that I was partying with in LA, which is like the main group of socialite, celebrity influencers, I was on a bender respectfully in LA for about 2 weeks. And they're still on the bender. They're still on that bender 4 months later. And I'm like watching the stories and I'm like, damn, you guys need to grow up. And you guys need to figure it out.
They never get off.
No, never get off.
Never.
They're going to the same parties with the same people, with the same girls, talking the same shit, fucking the same people. LA is the most incestual place on the face of the earth.
Oh,
everyone's fucked everyone. And then the guys complain, these girls aren't wifey. I go, what do you mean? You're fucking all the same girls. Like, yeah, you don't.
Right.
Like, it's not even their fault. Although I don't really like love the girls in LA, but I'm like, you guys are fucking all the same people.
And
then you're saying they're not wifey.
Men complain they're not wifey.
Yes, I've heard that so many times. Like the girl's not a trophy or like
this
or that.
Well, it's because I already know. I just came up with this theory.
Okay.
It's gonna break
the internet.
The internet. It's gonna be written. It's gonna be
in stone.
A fucking study at Harvard. The reason men in LA say women are not wifey material is because LA has become so cutthroat, fake, social climbing,
yep.
Beyond belief.
Beyond like anything we could have ever imagined.
Beyond anything we can comprehend.
Yeah.
That men are now dealing with women who are on their same level.
100%.
Kansas.
Kansas, like that's where my man is. My man.
Wait, what?
No.
I was saying Kansas randomly.
No, I'm not. But my man that I'm going to marry is driving an F-150 right now with like a cooler in the back of his truck. And he's listening to like Luke Combs. And respectfully, he's going to like move to the city for a moment. But like,
that's where he is. Kansas.
If you're wearing the latest shit, if you're wearing Dior sneakers, like I want to buy. You heard it here first.
But then your
shits out.
But throw them out. But listen, and you know what's even worse is that a lot of the guys with all this designer shit in New York, their dads bought it for them.
Oh, 90%.
But like, there is nothing more sickening to me like than that.
But do we like the guy in Kansas with the truck and he doesn't have money, Paige?
Listen.
There she goes. There she goes. A little silent.
Okay. Respectfully, you have to have a goal. Because like, I have my bag up. So she's...
You don't want the Kansas guy broke.
No. Don't be like, but have goals. Like, it depends on how broke we're talking. Like, I know some like rich rednecks. I tried Nashville. I did. I had a stint. I had a country stint.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, we just can't mention names.
Okay, we won't mention names. You were dating a very country...
But you know what?
Very famous
country man. But you know what? If I'm going to date a country man, like, fix my flat tire. Like, can you line dance? The reason why my ex-boyfriend, the Nashville boyfriend, loved me was also the reason why, like, we didn't work out. He loved me because I was so independent. I tried so hard to make his lifestyle something that I loved, and I was like trying to convince myself because I loved him, but it was ultimately like I needed to be doing my own thing. Like, I couldn't sit on his tour bus. I couldn't sit around and watch him chase his dreams, which were amazing. He was like, he's made history. It's incredible. Like, I admire everything he's done, but like, I want to make my own history. Like, I'm my own person. And it for like a few months, it was fun. And then I was just like, I have nothing in me. Like,
I can't be a groupie forever.
No, like, no. And that's what I was. And then like, people were calling me that and I would get so offended. And I got offended because I knew that wasn't me, but that's what I was with him. It wasn't sustainable. Like, I have too much to say. And this might be like a mass generalization, but like the South, I feel like the girls in the South, the girls that I got to know in the South have very toxic relationships. The relationship between a man and a woman in the South is very different and way more misogynistic. But it was too much.
Too much.
Yeah. Like, I got death threats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You've dated a lot of famous people.
Yeah.
You have.
Okay, so like Army, Countryman, and then Tyler Cameron was like my last pub. Oh, who else? There's had to be one more. Oh, no, my first hockey player.
Yeah, and I was about to say athlete.
Honestly, I don't really count athletes as famous people. Like, famous men want me.
They want you.
They want me.
Why don't celebs
want... Don't get it mixed up.
Why don't celebs want me?
You're not marketing yourself good enough.
Fuck. I'm going to hire a new
team. Hire me.
Paige, please. Tyler Cameron.
That was a very sickening situation.
So, hold on. You guys dated and then he randomly said we broke up.
So, publicly. This is what happened. For being honest here,
I was just starting to slowly become less interested. And he felt the vibes.
Well, how'd you guys meet?
We met through friends, like at parties. We were going to all the same shit.
Okay.
Like we're at all the same events. He's like in New York, whatever. We have mutual friends. And I was on it. I was like, this man's a smoke show. Like this man's big and athletic and hot. And he respectfully, like, good looking dude. And this might sound narcissistic because he has a pretty insane following, but I felt like he was like using me.
Really?
I don't know. Like, I felt like he wanted like some media storm.
Okay, best compliment ever.
He was looking at my story views and I was getting more story views than him. And he was like, yo, like he literally word for word said like, I need a scandal. He was like, I need it, like joking. But I was like,
okay, so you're the shit.
Like, no. Like, I just think he knows, like, I just dated someone publicly. Like, mm-hmm. And I don't like that about myself. But, like, I do have some shit in the media about me. Like, there is some, like.
Neither do I, babe.
No, like, it sucks. But, like, regardless, like, there's a, like, conversation, especially around my relationships. And I think he saw an opportunity. Not that he didn't like me, but I think why he wanted to go public so fast is because he's, like, launching something soon. Like a
Well, you had just dated the biggest fucking country star in the world.
Who he's also like a fan of. So
I bet.
So, but like same.
He's like, can we play that while we fuck? So you guys dated. How long did you guys date?
Tyler.
Fucking week?
Like literally, I don't even count him as a boyfriend. Listen, I believe in dating and then boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like respectfully, we were dating. So I was like obviously fizzling out. Like he was getting one word answers from me because I was just like not as into it anymore. And that mm-hmm. happens. And it was distance. And like I'm just focused on me and like my career.
And you're listening to your country.
And I'm still listening to my ex-boyfriend at my apartment. And I just like was not into it. Honestly, like not into it.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Great.
Was not into it. And he was just like, I felt bad kind of to end it. And I think I also was like trying to stay in it because he had posted me on his Instagram and went public. And I was just not into it. And he was like, you're not giving like what I'm giving. He was like, I'm putting in all of me and you're not even putting in like whatever.
Obscenimeter of it. And what'd you say?
And I was like, you're right. Like, I don't have it in me right now to like give you what you need. And like, we should respectfully like walk away from this. And then literally a day and a half later, he's talking to Pop Daily about like our breakup. And I'm like, you know, I've been through so much shit in the media with my relationships. Like, you really didn't have to do that.
See, that's a...
No, it was jank city. Like, at that point, I was like, fuck. Like, you're really that guy.
You're really...
And I'm not trying to shit on him because I know, like, the media, like...
No, I love him.
Daily Mail is going to, like, pick this up and, like, take every word, like, that I'm saying. But it was just really weird because I was like, damn, like, these feelings that I had. And I actually believe it wasn't malicious. Like, I actually think he wasn't trying to be, like... He wasn't trying to hurt me because he still has a lot of respect for me. And, like, I saw him out at a bar a few weeks ago and he was like, you have such a gift. Like, you're very talented, like, all good, whatever. But he, like, definitely was trying to, like, stir up some shit and get some press about himself. Why else do you go to Daily Pop a day after a breakup? Like,
no.
You don't do that.
And if I had gone through a breakup and had to do an interview, I would have swerved the question.
No comment. How about no comment? Yeah, so I just was bummed because I'm working on in my life. Like, I want to get pressed. It's just about me being me. Like, me as a human being and that, like, has...
From your lens and your truth. Yeah.
And, like, there are projects that I'm doing and, like, cool shit that I'm doing. And I'm going to, like, make my own name for myself. But it just sucks because he knew that I was sensitive about the fact that me in the media is me and men. Right?
Mm.
And I'm so much more than that. Like, cool. Like,
if a man is involved in any way,
yeah, they blow it up. But, like, he didn't need to do that. And that's why I, like, made a comment, which I normally wouldn't do. And which obviously escalated it. And then people ran articles on my comment. But I was like... That was weird as fuck. Like, you didn't need to go to the media. Like, we could have waited a few weeks and, like, had them figure it out. Like, we didn't need to give them all of our cards.
Right.
Like, this is weird and intrusive. And, like, you didn't ask me. Okay, that's also my thing. When an article comes out, there can be a comment from both parties.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that was out there was his comment.
Why didn't you guys talk about...
I texted him after.
Hey, how should we approach...
No, he didn't do that. He just went to some sketchy ass, like, whatever, and I texted him and I was like, what was that? And he was like, I didn't do anything wrong. And I was like, I didn't even respond. I was like, whatever. Like, you obviously don't get it and that's fine. But this is like, I shouldn't even be surprised.
Yeah.
Do you know any men you think that you could see me with?
Ooh.
I like athletes. Okay.
Jay Cutler. I swear to God, I can see it right now. I just did an interview with him.
Wait, that's what I think. My friend Bridget sent me a clip from your podcast and was like, wait, why do I see you like marrying this man?
You guys, like,
is he my soulmate?
I think so.
Fuck.
Jay?
Jay?
You heard it here first.
I'm literally DMing him right now.
Yes, on air. Say, I guess we're soulmates. I've been told by five people.
Five.
But don't get too excited because, like, I don't really like to date. I love every person.
No,
that's literally the type of shit I would write.
I heard we are soulmates.
From two of my closest friends.
Okay.
But I am not looking for anything serious.
That's insane.
Let me know.
Sophia.
Dude, how brilliant.
Give me one famous person you've DM'd.
Albert Einstein, move aside, because I'm here. People want to study my brain. One famous person I have.
Wait, I just fucked up. I have to unsend it and be that bitch. I spelled something wrong.
Okay, well, you know what?
I hope he responds within the time we're recording because I just sent him a message. Jay Cutler, I'm on to you.
Jay.
Although I've been kind of like talking to someone.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, but.
He's an athlete.
That's fine.
I'm super into
it. Let's see which one's better.
It's not going to work out.
Let's look at their stats. Let's compare them.
Yeah, like, does Jay have stats or does he have like podcast episodes?
Dude, I don't even watch sports, but I feel like that would be like the most obnoxious thing to say.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, Paige, we went through
so much. There's so much.
Your entire dating profile. I wanted to ask you about fashion, fucking skiing, like so much shit, but fascinating, everything.
A lot of good stuff.
And within the relationships you've had, I feel like we've learned lessons, you know?
A lot of life lessons.
A lot. So we're going to move on now.
Okay.
To SOS, Save Our Sleuths. Questions, stories, advice from love. My listeners. Are you ready?
I love your listeners, yeah.
They're the fucking best and they're obsessed with you. Okay, love. First question.
Okay.
Hey, Sophia, how do you surprise your man outside of the bedroom?
Okay.
What are subtle things you can say to him or nicknames you can use to make him feel sexy / spice things up? I don't think there's a nickname you can call a
guy. That's sexy, no.
No.
You can call him daddy.
Big cock daddy.
You can call him daddy.
Zaddy. Like, yeah. Boss.
Zaddy's like very play. Zaddy's almost like trolling, I think.
Yeah. I think, girl, stay away from the nickname, but there are things you can say outside the bedroom.
What I like to do is like if we go on a date or we go to brunch, I'm like, you look so handsome.
Exactly.
Like, you look insane. Like, you look so handsome. I love this outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But like you have to be strong and confident. I'm like, oh my, like, baby, you look so fucking sweet.
Yeah.
No, like, you look handsome as fuck.
Compliment him on his look.
Yeah. But don't be dumb. Like, when he looks like shit, don't say he's the most handsome person.
No. Also, love languages. 9 times out of 10, every single guy I've had take the love languages test.
Yeah.
Physical touch
is our top one. What? Or top two or top three. So I think even though it's outside the bedroom, squeeze his bicep.
100%.
Like,
you go to the bathroom at dinner, you come back to the table, touch his back.
Yes.
Touch his shoulders.
Leg.
As you're like sitting down, like touch him.
Mm-hmm. Over the pants hand job.
100%.
Make him come over the
slut.
You know that
when you're in a relationship with someone, you should be a slut. This slut should never die. Even if you're not like feeling the over the pants hand job, fucking do it.
100%.
You'll thank us later.
Yes. So she said outside of the bedroom nicknames, don't call him shit. Just make him come.
Literally don't call him shit.
That's the best advice. Okay, next. Hi, Sophia. Let's just get into it. How can I suck my man's balls? He always says it's too sensitive.
I have never in my day
sucked a ball.
No, bitch, I
stop.
I have sucked balls. No, I've definitely sucked a ball or two.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard a man say that he was too sensitive. So that's very fascinating. Do you like sucking balls? Or do you know how to suck balls?
Absolutely not. But do I suck them? Yeah.
Okay. But honestly, like, I've seen some weird balls.
Really?
Yeah, like, there are definitely some nicer ones in my day. My thing is I think that if, and this might be, I don't know if you're doing this, but for me, if I'm giving a good blowjob, it means the whole area is wet.
Yeah.
If it's not that, if the balls aren't wet from the blowjob.
This is why she dates celebrities, people. Here she goes. Go off,
here
please.
She goes. Here's go the off. Secret. Okay. If you're giving head and the whole fucking cock balls isn't wet, you need to learn how to suck dick.
You should, like, get redo, off.
Back to the drawing board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, make that shit wet. So it actually isn't that hard to suck balls when they're already wet. Mm-hmm. If they're dry and weird and creepy, yeah, that shit's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, like, suck the dick for long enough where it's, like, like you're spitting on it enough where, like, that shit's already wet.
Yeah.
So you're just, like, licking down from the shaft.
Yes.
To the balls. Because the dick actually goes, like, underneath the ball. Like, it's weird. Like, the anatomy of it, like, that actually goes down to their ass.
Yes.
So, like, lick all the way down and then, like, get to the balls.
But the balls specifically, this pussy, her boyfriend.
He has sensitive
love
balls.
Him.
Girl, you might want to like rethink that.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I'm like, I've never heard a dude say that. But if he's saying that, I would say don't suck on them. Just lick.
Lick.
Tip of the tongue.
That's the advice.
If
you
so
took
sensitive,
anything from this podcast episode, lick balls. Do not suck. Suck after.
Tip of the tongue.
Tip of the tongue.
If he's a man and he can handle it.
Put them all in your mouth. If you put two balls in your mouth at once.
Yes. And I feel like men don't like that. I think the goal is to have one in your mouth and you hold switch. The other and switch.
Ooh, okay.
I think when
okay.
you put both in your mouth,
it's
I've
like,
heard,
bitch, stop flexing. Like,
right?
Enough.
Do less. Do less, queen. Do way less, queen.
My queen, do so much less. My queen, please. Please, we get it. You've sucked a dick before. Like, enough.
Like, we don't need to see like, all this.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
No, but I've heard if the two balls are in the mouth close together, it's super sensitive. So do less.
I'll let you know tonight.
Who are you showing off for? Okay, next question. Hi, Sophia. I have been with my partner for 12 years, married for 4. We're both in our early 30s. My question is about ethical non-monogamy. I am not sure if it is related to my ADHD. What? My therapist thinks it is, but I really want to experiment with it. My husband is not interested at all. Any advice? Is it time for a divorce or do I just suck up this feeling and live this monogamy life until I'm 90? We have a 5-year-old too, so this adds a layer of difficulty. I'm thinking about all the times I cheated and I'm like, if
I cheated once, I'm sick.
If I could just say I have ADHD and just write it off. I mean, maybe there is some like medical, clinical, you know, connection. I don't know.
That's a wild question. I'm kind of a traditional woman. So the man that I marry is like, I'm threesomes, fun.
Mm-hmm. You're into those?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if my husband and I are going to, we'll see, like maybe, but I think that can be a way to bring people in and spice things up without, you know, as long as the girl's in charge without like disheveling your relationship. Cause listen, like those relationships where like you're open and you're fucking other people, like the reality is, has that ever worked? Actually, like I haven't heard of it actually working. It's always messy as fuck.
But also closed marriages don't work either.
None of it works. So like, let me know.
We're all fucked on like
literally,
end.
Like literally we're all fucked.
Yeah. But I think back to this girl's fucking question.
I actually like, don't have a good answer for her. I want you to answer. Excited.
I mean, she says, I want to explore. I love how she says ethical non-monogamy. If you're feeling that way, your husband is not, and you're saying, should I just bottle it up or should I leave him? You're going to end up leaving him or being shady.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so
maybe he's just not your guy and you need to get a divorce.
Yeah. Because I think you bottling it up.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 years from now, you're going to be on the side of the road getting 100%. A gangbang.
100%. It's only downhill from there. Like, is your if your vibrator is not doing it for her, like, she's
fucked. Yeah. If you want it that bad, he says no. I mean, try it out for, like, a year, but, like, you're going to get bored, you're going to wonder, and you're going to stray.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, actually, that was really smart, though. Offer the threesome.
Let's try that first. Divorces are expensive. Let's take the cheap route.
Right.
Yeah.
I think for every divorce that happens, let's I think try legally, a
threesome. Legally, there has to be one threesome.
Legally, there needs to be a threesome, and then you can do the divorce papers. Period. Right?
I feel like threesomes could save marriages.
I agree. Paige, you are fascinating, brilliant, gorgeous. You shared so much information. I love you so fucking much, Paige. Where can they find you?
So if you go to my Instagram, you'll see it all. You'll see my podcast, my brand. But I'm Paige Lorenz, and I love you guys. I've actually wanted to say this. I've gotten hundreds of messages from your first podcast episode. Wow. Me and it about the army situation. So many women saying, thank you for going on her podcast. Like, I found you through her podcast. That, like, just telling me their stories through the platform that you gave me and, like, the voice you gave me through yours. So
wow.
I feel like a lot of girls that are probably listening, like, from that first episode, like, know who I am. Mm-hmm. But, like, I appreciate you for that. And that was cool. And, yeah, I love you guys. And thank you if anyone sent me a message about, like, the first episode. It was really sweet. And I saw, like, I see it all, unfortunately. Like, I see it all. But, yeah, I love you. And thank you for having me on.
Okay, guys. Love you.
Love you.